This split-mouth randomized controlled trial study observed that probing depth, recession width, and relative attachment level have similar results, while width of keratinized tissue, thickness of keratinized tissue, and percentage of root coverage have shown better results in IPRF with collagen membrane group rather than sites where only collagen membrane was used for recession coverage. The VISTA technique, along with the use of IPRF responsible for the enrichment of collagen membrane with various growth factors, can be successfully used as a treatment method for multiple or isolated gingival recessions of Miller class 1 and class 2 defects.